Oi, I love you, Roland said, and leaned his face within range of the bumbler's sharp teeth. Oi licked his cheek a single time, then poked his snout back into the glass, hoping for a missed drop or two. Roland put out his hands. Jake took one, and Susanna the other. Soon they were all linked. Like drunks at the end of an AA meeting, Eddie thought. We are Quartet, Roland said. We are one from many. We have shared our water as we have shared our lives and our quest. If one should fall, that one will not be lost, for we are one and will not forget, even in death. They held hands a moment longer. Roland was the first to let go. What's your plan? Susanna asked him. She didn't call him Sugar. Never called him that or any other endearment ever again, so far as Jake was aware. Will you tell us? Roland nodded toward the Wallensack tape recorder, still sitting on the barrel. Perhaps we should listen to that first, he said. I do have a plan of sorts, but what Brodigan has to say might help with some of the details. 5. Night in Thunderclap is the very definition of darkness. No moon, no stars. Yet if we were to stand outside the cave where Roland and his Tet have just shared Kef and will now listen to the tapes Ted Brodigan has left them, we'd see two red coals floating in that wind-driven darkness. If we were to climb the path up the side of Steak Titi toward those floating coals, a dangerous proposition in the dark, we'd eventually come upon a seven-legged spider, now crouched over the queerly deflated body of a muty coyote. This Kantoi Titi was a literally misbegotten thing in life, with a stub of a fifth leg jutting from its chest and a jelly-like mass of flesh hanging down between its rear legs like a deformed udder, but its flesh nourishes Mordred, and its blood, taken in a series of long, steaming gulps, is as sweet as a dessert wine.